Hey guys, property search, think Gladfish. I'm Brett Leggerwood and this is Property Rant. So this is a great question today because it's one of the fears that comes up quite a bit, especially if you're employed. Not so much self-employed people, we don't really see this question come up so much. But what happens if they buy a property and prior to completion, they lose their job and they're gonna struggle to get a mortgage? Now, let's have a look at this, because one of the things we do, and this is actually a scenario that we run in our portfolio management side of things when we do reviews, which is, if you lost your job, how long is it gonna take to get another job? And at what of the original pay would you get it? What we do is we say, listen, what if you're unemployed for 3 months and your pay after that dropped 30%. So you've now got 70% of what the original was and you have 3 months to fund it. And if you can cover that in your portfolio, then generally you say that's good for your portfolio. You know, that's where you should be working to, you know, at least, all right? So that's there. So when we're building a portfolio, keep that in mind. So if you're buying 2, 3, 4 properties and all of a sudden now, if I lose my job, I'm not gonna be able to survive next month, then you're probably building too quickly. You need to build up a bit more savings, a bit more equity and things like that. Okay, so that's the first thing. Now, practically, what do you do? Look, if you haven't got a mortgage, it is gonna be very hard. No, if you haven't got a job, it's gonna be very hard to get a mortgage, all right? Especially today. They've really tightened down on things. But what you really need is 3 to 6 months, okay, and probably more on the 6 months now of pay slips with an employee. Now, if you change jobs and it's within the same industry, then generally they go, you know what, you were just changing jobs, you're probably fine. But just be aware that if you bought something and now you're gonna make a major life change and go, I used to be a professional and now I'm gonna be a life coach and self-employed, well, just be aware that self-employed, you know, you're gonna need probably 2 years of accounts, all right? So be aware of these things before you invest. And if you're not sure, then when you talk to the property consultant, then make sure you raise these issues with them. And, you know, hey, I'm thinking about leaving and I'm gonna go become I'm gonna go on a yoga retreat for 2 years, you know? Well, maybe now's not time to be buying property for that, you know? But there are plenty of lenders that will still lend. There's plenty of options. And actually those options are opening up. What the big major difference now is that the loan to value has dropped considerably. So you've got to put more of a deposit in, which means it slows down the rate that you can build your portfolio. And that's the real big difference. You know, there's still people lending for people who haven't been in a job for very long and people who haven't, you know, all this sort of stuff. That still goes on. It's just you've got to put more of a deposit in. So now, whereas before you could get 80, even 90%, yeah, at one stage in the market for buy-to-lets, now you're probably at 75, 70, 60, even down as low as 50. You know, 50 is probably the lowest, all right? So that slows down the rate that you can build considerably. But look, if you lose your job, the best thing to do is as soon as you do that, then make sure you call the team, speak to them about what you can do, speak to your broker about how you can go about making sure you get that mortgage. And it may be a case that, you know, if worse comes to worse, you have to assign that contract on and, you know, resell it so you can't, you know, if you can't complete. Otherwise, you know, if you've got a partner with an income and they maintain their income, you know, there's plenty of ways around it. So don't despair, but get on top of it early is one of the key things to make sure you don't stress about it and don't worry about it and you actually get the investment that you originally bought. All right, guys, have a great day. Live with passion.